Welcome to your home for Red Fox Athletic News. This is the Hartsville Sports Network podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hartsville Sports Network podcast. I'm your host, Demaya Bishop, and I'm here with
Cook Ryle.
Jazzy Frierson.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and of course, the home of the Red Foxes, HHSRedFoxes.com. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, and 5-star rate. So, how was y'all week?
It was all right.
Mine's been fine so far.
Long.
Yeah, this week's definitely felt long.
Mine went by fast. Weather changing.
Oh, yeah, it is. Well, it's going to get hot again next week. It's supposed to be 79. Bunch next week in the 80s. So
Now it's time for the Red Fox weekend review.
The boys and the girls cross country teams competed this past Saturday at the Darlington Carnival. Facing some tough competition, the boys placed fourth and the girls finished fifth. Katie Nutt was first place in the girls' race. Reagan Reed finished in 10th for the girls. In the boys' race, Jonathan McIntosh was the top Red Fox finisher with the sixth place finish. The volleyball regular season has ended. Hartsville finished fourth in the region standings behind North Myrtle Beach, Myrtle Beach, and West Florence. They lost to West Florence this past Wednesday. They lost to Westwood. On the positive side, the region coaches have selected all region teams for the 2022 season, and three Red Foxes were selected. Emmy Isget, the second team hitter. Morgan
Medeiros.
Second team setter. Mara Hood, second team defensive specialist. Congratulations to these three seniors on being selected to the all-region teams.
The girls completed with a dominating first-place victory as we launched our first Foxy Invitational, putting smiles on everyone's faces. The 4A category had four teams, North Myrtle Beach, West Florence, South Florence, and Hartsville. Hartsville scored a 234.5, which is commendable thanks to an intense dance and excellent tumbling. After finishing third in the last competition, Coach Ingles' primary goal was to practice hitting stunts and synchronizing with one another. This shows how greatly they assisted in making a significant leap to the first place finish overall. She and the staff put much effort into Saturday expositional for the girls and other visitors, whom they are warmly welcomed to the school. All day long, the girls supported and encouraged one another as they worked and eventually succeeded. The girls made significant progress after the changes in the schedule in a short time period. Many individuals took pleasure in seeing all the various schools competing. Minor errors in this competition have included a stunt coming down too soon, one side of the pyramid not switching on the appropriate counts, jumping back in, and being tight to gain additional points for execution. Additionally, everything was orderly. Coach Ingles felt confident that she did something right since she saw the girls happy and knew that they deserved it.
After a set of home games, Hartsville was looking to pick up their first away game since Camden. The Red Foxes will travel to West Florence to take on the Knights. The Red Fox have put up 131 in the past 2 weeks combined on the offensive side of the ball. One of the critical members of the explosive offense is Captain Carmelo McDaniel. Here's what he had to say about this upcoming week. We're preparing very hard because they're a good team. We're working hard on everything to go out there and make something happen, even the little things. Another significant aspect is the quarterback, McKendree Douglas. Here's what he had to say. We want to go in and play our best game. We played good these past 2 weeks, but we want to go in and reach our full potential. We also interviewed Coach Calabrese about what he thinks about the upcoming game. Here's what he had to say. We're preparing every day, just trying to get a little better. We're making sure we're comfortable with everything. The Red Foxes are coming off a shutout on the defensive side of the ball. The Red Foxes' defense has also been producing multiple turnovers these past 2 weeks. We've interviewed defensive coordinator Coach Koontz, and here's what he had to say. They're a heavy run team, which many teams we face this year have been. So we're just trying to work on that and make sure everyone knows their job. We also interviewed defensive captain J.D. Allen. Here's what he had to say. We're going to try and make it a fight. We want to go in there and shut them down. The Red Foxes will travel this Friday, take on West Florence Knights at 7. The game will be televised so that you can enjoy it from anywhere. As always, go Foxes.
And that's our Red Fox weekend review.
And now we will have our Red Fox Player of the Week, Jayshawn Anderson.
So we got a few icebreaker questions. If you were famous, what would you be famous for?
More than likely, I'd be famous for football.
Favorite sports team?
Dallas Cowboys.
Do you have any favorite movies?
Bad Boys 2.
What's your favorite clothing brand?
Adidas.
Favorite go-to snack?
Foot Drowns.
All right. Where were you born?
Hartsville, South Carolina.
How did you get started with football?
Mom signed me up at a young age, and I fell in love with it ever since.
Who is your biggest inspiration?
Probably my mom.
When you're not playing football, what do you like to do?
Play video games.
What has been the most difficult aspect of the
recruiting process?
Really just getting coaches to notice me and getting my film out there.
What are some of your life goals?
Life goals to be wealthy. Yeah.
After it's all said and done, what do you want to be when you get older?
A head football coach.
Do you want me to say this one? All right, a lot of school visits. Which school visit was your favorite?
School visit was my favorite. I say probably the Tennessee visit.
Why?
It was a lot of fun and great atmosphere.
What is your favorite quote of all time?
Favorite quote of all time? GBED, get better every day.
What's the best piece of advice you've ever been given?
Best piece of advice is life's going to throw you obstacles. It's up to you just to keep going.
What advice do you have for younger players?
Just keep working hard. You never know when your time going to come.
Do you have any shout-outs?
Shout-out to senior class.
Do y'all have any shout-outs?
Shout-out everybody in the senior class and everybody in on the podcast.
Shout out the podcast group.
Okay, yeah, shout out the podcast group. Thank you for listening once again. Remember, you can listen to Hartsville Sports Network on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and, of course, the home of the Red Foxes, hhsredfoxes.com. I'm your host, Demai Bish, and I'm here with
Coco Rowe,
Jazzy Frierson.
We're out. Boom! We'll be right back.